This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at our first story of the day, a family members of those lost on missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 have called on the Malaysian government to renew the underwater search for the plane and review its disappearance after efforts to locate it were scheduled to end. This was yesterday.
That's right. US-based Ocean Infinity had been using a deep sea vessel to survey a vast area of the southern Indian Ocean. And, you know, they were, of course, doing it free of charge, I believe, unless they actually located something, right? And that was the plan. It found nothing. And of course, since then, the Malaysian government has said that they have no plans to actually begin any new searches. you know, I guess it remains an enduring mystery, doesn't it? I mean, MH370, we still have very, very little idea as to what happened. There have been some parts of the wreckage that have been found, you know, as far away as, you know, all the way across the Indian and Pacific Ocean. Right?
Yeah, and also, you know, I don't know if many viewers have had the chance to look up on YouTube, but I think it might have been ABC in Australia.
That's right. This
terrific program gathering all of these international experts, putting together their respective thoughts on where it likely could have been and what are the circumstances that took place on MH370 that led to its disappearance.
Yeah, and you know, okay, so here's the thing, right? I mean, it may not be a big story on our news cycle.
It's
probably not as big as it should be. But the reality is that, you know, with every airline disaster, with every plane disaster, it actually leads to greater safety measures and it improves the airline industry as a whole when the investigations are carried out. And most importantly, when we find out what actually went wrong.
Yeah.
Now, with MH370, we have no idea what went wrong.
Right.
A couple of years ago, Ezra, you and I were in Chicago and were speaking to a friend of mine who was a pilot, my friend Pete. And I remember him saying that it is still a big point of conversation among pilots because they're actually it's a scary conversation.
Absolutely.
Among pilots.
In the aviation industry, there are so many elements, whether you're a pilot or you're a member of the ground crew, to understand all the nuances that took place to make sense of MH370's disappearance. Now, joining us on the line is Grace Nathan, the spokesperson for Voice 370. That's the Association for Families of the Passengers and Crew on board of MH370. Grace, thank you very much for joining us on the program this evening.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, I'm sure, you know, when it came to Voice 370, the group was hopeful for an outcome from the search, but what was the general feeling as the months wore on without any updates or progress with regards to the results?
Unfortunately for us, it was just more of the same thing because the last 4 years, this has been exactly how it is for us. There's been multiple searches launched and searches keep moving, keep extending, but nothing has come of it. So it was, unfortunately for us to say, it was nothing much of a surprise for us.
Grace, I remember you mentioning before that I guess one of the biggest frustrations was not being kept in the loop as to what was going on. Were things different with this new search? Were you kept in the loop with regards to the search progress?
Yes, the current search by Ocean Infinity, they released prompt weekly reports about their progress. So that was helpful, although it didn't really make a lot of sense to us, but it just detailed the areas that they had covered and that they hadn't found anything.
And of course, Prime Minister Tun Mahathir Mohamad has said that the investigations will resume only if there's new evidence. Of course, Anwar Ibrahim also mentioned that they were not ruling out further searches. What are your thoughts on some of these pronouncements?
I mean, these pronouncements, again, have come without any explanation or without any details. So, for example, what constitutes new evidence? Like, how high is that bar? Is it like an unattainable bar? Is it something simply quite low? Is there a time frame? Like, there's absolutely no details provided. And we hope that, you know, we would get an appointment with the transport minister and that we can discuss these things with him. Because we believe that there is always a time factor with these searches and that it's great that they want to keep it open, but there should be some guidelines to keeping it open. And what about if someone else comes along and says, oh, we'll search for free and the only one we paid if the plane is found, like the current no cure, no fee search? Are we going to prevent them from searching because it doesn't cost us anything for such a search to be carried out?
No, Grace, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the new Transport Minister, Anthony Lok, has said that, you know, MH370 is going to be one of his priorities, and he's going to look into the, he's going to look into the whole case again. I mean, surely that must fill you with some confidence.
Yeah, he said that right before or right, immediately upon being appointed the Transport Minister, but just a couple of days after that, he turned around and said that, oh, it's time for closure. And
right.
That this search would be ending with no future extensions. And I found that to be a very counterproductive move on his part.
Grace, you told the Guardian newspaper in the UK that the search would cost the government very little money if only they, quote, stepped up to the plate, end of quote. And can you elaborate to us about what that means to you?
So first of all, like the current search, like the one that just ended by Ocean Infinity, was a no-cure, no-fee search, meaning that there was no fee paid unless the plane was found. And in this case, we were saying that Malaysia should either keep aside the funds that have already been allocated, the $70 million they have allocated to pay a company that finds the plane. They should just keep it aside. And if someone does search on their own expense and then finds the plane, that money can be paid out. But in view of our current national debt, we understand that there might be need for that money to be reallocated elsewhere. So our suggestion was, why not Malaysia step up to the plate and ask for contributions from all the various countries that had passengers on board and all these companies like Boeing and Airbus that profit in the billions and billions and stand to benefit immensely from MH370 being found, to contribute to a fund that can be kept aside and be paid out to a company that finds the plane.
Hmm. Grace, I mean, you mentioned just now that there is a risk that money might be put to other uses given the national debt and the conversations that are currently surrounding the economics of what's going on in the country. Would Voice 370 be open then to negotiating a time frame for the government to resume the search at a later date?
I don't think it's for us to decide whether the search should be resumed at a later date or at a sooner date. I mean, I believe that the offer to other companies to come and search at their own expense and be paid if the plane is found should just be left open. And people should be allowed to come and look for the plane. And in the interim, that we should just go back to the drawing board and see if there's anything that has been missed. Because I think that the fact that this state-of-the-art search has come up empty-handed has raised a lot more questions that we should really be taking seriously. Like, are we really willing at this day and age to accept that a plane vanished into thin air with 239 people on board? Because that is the current status. And I don't think that it should be acceptable for anyone. Millions and millions of people fly every day. And are we willing to just sit around and wait and see one day that someone might just vanish into thin air?
Well, Grace, thank you very much for your thoughts and joining us on the Evening Edition.
Thank you.
That was Grace Nathan, spokesperson for Voice 370, giving us her perspectives about whether there be renewal for the services of Ocean Infinity now that the search has come to an end.
And you know, that last point by Grace is absolutely spot on. It should not be acceptable for anyone that the answer to this mystery is that, no, it just happened. The plane just vanished. Yep. We have no idea what's going on because, like I said earlier, Ezra, that is a true blight on aviation.
Absolutely. We've got more stories coming up on the Evening Edition. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.